Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Assembly approved Resolution 2023-021 certifying the election results of the February 14th special mayor election at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting held on Tuesday, February 21st, and Peter Machicki was elected borough mayor. The Canvas Board of the Kenai Peninsula Borough met on February 21st, 2023 and tallied the votes of questioned, absentee, and special need ballots and the ballots cast by voters in the by-mail precincts and together with the votes casted and counted on election night and tallies as recorded by the Canvas Board are as follows. Zachary Hamilton with 331 votes, Linda Farnsworth-Hutchings with 1,418 votes, Peter Machicki with 3,665 votes, David Carey with 779 votes, write-in candidate Robert Wall with 858 votes, and other write-ins at 50 votes. For full election details, visit the link on our story at RadioKenai.com. The Borough Assembly approved the resolution by unanimous consent. Peter Machicki was elected Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor to a term expiring in October 2023, receiving the majority of the votes cast and meeting the 50% plus one threshold with a total of 51.6%. During public comments, newly elected borough mayor Peter Machicki addressed the assembly.
But what I remembered watching all of you tonight as you discussed the issues that came up was that feeling you get in your stomach when it's time for a vote and you know you're affecting someone's life. And it happens just as often locally as it does on a state level. It's not a good feeling, but the reason you have that feeling is because you care.
Machicki also expressed his thanks to the community and the borough.
Thank you, and I'm very grateful to the people of the Kenai for it not having to happen a second time. I'm sure maybe others feel the same way, but I just wanted to thank you all for all your hard work. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Outgoing Borough Mayor Mike Navarre during the mayor's comments thanked the Canvas Board and welcomed Machicki.
I also want to thank Michelle and the clerk's office, the election workers, and the Canvas Boards for all the work that they did, both during the regular election and this mayoral special election, the work that they put in, time that they put in over the last week in order to get to the results that we got to today. I want to also wish congratulations to Peter Machicki for his win in the election. I'm sure he'll do a great job. Peter and I have been friends for a long time.
Machicki will take the oath of office and become borough mayor on Monday, February 27th. The Kenai City Council has taken a step toward reducing paper waste by adopting resolutions that incorporate the use of electronic devices. Since the adoption of the City Council electronic devices during meetings of the Council policy in 2008, the use of electronic devices during meetings has increased substantially. The Kenai City Council took multiple steps at Wednesday's regular meeting to update, reevaluate, and adopt policies regarding electronic devices and their use during public meetings. The council amended policy number 2017-03 and renumbered to policy 20.010, the City Council mobile device and use management policy number 2017-01 was adopted in 2017 through resolution number 2017-02, then further amended in 2018 and 2019. The council also amended policy number 2017-01 and renumbered to policy 20.120, adopting a resolution repealing the unnumbered City Council electronic devices during meetings of the council policy and adopted City Council policy number 20.110, use of electronic devices during meetings. Councilman Henry Nagstad encouraged members to continue use of electronics.
When we funded to have these devices provided to council members, that the primary purpose of doing that was to reduce the cost of paper and printing and binding and mailing and all of that with the clerk's office. And so I would encourage council members that have a device to use it and to discourage the use of paper when possible.
The use of technology has been increasing over the last decade. The Kenai City Council has adjusted throughout the years to accommodate these changes. Alaska stands among five states with the highest percentage of nursing homes cited for COVID-19 staff vaccination deficiencies, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, with 10% of Alaska nursing homes being cited. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services published a rule in November of 2021 mandating that healthcare officials receiving Medicare and Medicaid funding requiring workers to receive at least the initial doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.